right side, and you have to get an operation.
Appendicitis.
Now, when somebody can't keep food down, when it comes back up, you call it.
That's an indigestion of some description, but our doctors has not got that worked out. Each clinic has got patients who like that they're working mighty hard on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a brother-in-law that's that way, and
oh.
He was a big old man, weighed about 160 pounds, and two or 3 weeks ago he got down to 93 pounds.
And what would he do when he tried to eat?
He grew just by the time the portal began settling in his stomach, he just vomited it.
Oh, good.
Just come right back.
Every time.
Good man as he is in this county, but he's not going to be here long enough. They can't find something to do for him.
Dyspepsia. Mm-hmm.
And they had a little remedy for it that helped for a little while, but I think it's incurable.
If whatever it is, you can't get rid of it. When somebody has stomach trouble, when they vomit or something, you say, well, he was sick.
Yeah.
Sick
of his stomach.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me about when you talked her into getting married, do you know? Well, now, what do you call that when you're real serious with somebody and you want them, you're going around out with them and you want them to marry you? In the old days, they call that...
we call it courtship.
Yeah.
But her and me didn't court much. We just talked things that we'd have talked if we hadn't been a courting.
You did.
We left that all over. We was married.
Well, have you ever heard anybody talk about sparking?
Of what?
Sparking, something like
that. Yeah, we heard that talk lots too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't use that though now as often as they used to. They changed it to courting now instead of sparking.
Mm-hmm. Well, like when a girl's going out with somebody, nowadays they just call him her boyfriend.
Yeah, her boyfriend.
And then she'd be his.
We used to call her sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
And now they call her a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if a girl just speaks a few words to a boy, he's her boyfriend.
And then what is she to him? What would they?
Well, the same way, just switch it right around.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So she'd be the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Then. Well, now, suppose that he asked her to marry him, and she didn't do it. She turned him down. Well, you might say she did what to him?
She slighted him, I suppose.
Now, if they went ahead, and if she didn't turn him down, then you might say, well, they went ahead and got
married.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that's the way we done. We just didn't talk much more about it. We just went to making plans.
Indeed.
Next thing we know, we were standing in front of the preacher and he was having ceremony.
And next thing you
do, it's the easiest thing done I've done.
Well, now, you know, at a wedding, what would you call that? The man who stands up with the groom now at a wedding.
He's a bridegroom.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one that, there'd be the bridegroom, the one that was getting married, and then he'd have to have a kind of a witness to be there with him. What would you call that one that would stand up with him as a kind of a witness?
Well, I don't know what they'd call him.
Best man?
Best man.
What about the girl that had to do that with the bride, that would have to stand up with the bride? What did you call her?
Well, she'd be bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, did you ever know of, like,